Welcome to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. On this week's show, you'll learn what Clarissa and her friends are doing to live the model life and find out how you can too. What exactly is the model life? It's looking great, feeling better and healthier, and being happier. Let's get started right now. Here's your host, Clarissa Burt.
Hello, everybody. It is Clarissa Burt here in the Limelight, Voice America, here in Phoenix, where I think it's about 120 degrees. I don't know, but the last time I did check my car, I think I walked, it was about 115. It will be about 120 today. So if I'm feeling a little confustigated, which is the word of the day, yes, I have a word of the day, and today confustigate means to be confused or perplexed or bewildered. And in this heat, people know that live in Phoenix that you can be very easily confustigated. David, am I right when I say that? Yes. Yeah. So we are here at In the Limelight again with Clarissa Burt, Voice America. And I want to thank all the team because they're an awesome, really awesome group of guys back there that, you know, help keep the show up and running and Facebook Live. We love to say hello to all our friends on Facebook Live. You know, we are talking to influencers here on the Influencers Channel, and I do the best that I possibly can to bring you some of the most amazing and extraordinary people and stories. And this week, I have brought in two women that I feel are, you really do need to know. If you don't know them already, you need to know who they are. And they are women that have taken their causes, and they have taken their passions, and they have taken some struggles, if you will, to Washington, D.C. And I get very excited when I get sitting next to a girlfriend of mine that I've known for some very many years. And we did my very first show here in Voice America 10 years ago, Clarissa Burt Talks. And we're talking this morning. I'm going to turn this just a little bit so you can see. There she is. That is Michelle King Robeson. And we're talking to Michelle this morning because, well, she's going to tell you why. But she started a website some years ago. And I think you had just started it 10 years ago when you came on to Clarissa Burt Talks, empowerher.com. She's going to tell you why she started it and how over the last 10 years, you're now getting something like 6 million hits a month on this website. That's yes. Extraordinary. Take me out, you know, take us through a little bit from the beginning. Why did you start something called Empower Her, and where is it today?
Well, first, let me say that we look better 10 years later.
Don't you just think? Saying. Don't you just think we do? I think we do. Well, thank you for that, darling.
I
know you're a good girlfriend now. All right, so give us an idea why Empower Her and how it came to be.
I started Empower Her. I would say I got sick, I got well, I got mad, and when you get a woman mad, she's going to run off and start a company.
Absolutely.
So I did.
Okay.
I had a complete hysterectomy at the age of 42, and I tanked. So what I mean by tanking is I couldn't get out of bed, I couldn't think anymore, I couldn't sleep, I started gaining weight, mm-hmm. I got joint pain, sleeplessness, you name it.
Yeah. There are over some very dark thoughts, if I remember correctly. It was just really, really hard. It was a really tough place for you to be.
Yes, I didn't want to live.
Right.
That is one of the things that I talk about a lot because this is silent, what we call silent suffering for
right.
women.
Right.
But I said, if I get through this time to the dear Lord, if he gets me through this, that I will ensure that no other woman suffers on my watch, not if I can help it. And here we are 10 years later.
Hence, empowerher.com.
Yes.
So I know you put a lot of blood, sweat, tears, resources,
yes.
and whatever, everything you've got into this website that now is servicing and helping women, you know, up to the tune of 6 million hits a month. What are the kinds of things that you're seeing? And I know you do something almost incredibly extraordinary, which is if somebody gets to you on that website and says, listen, I just don't know what else to do, you will actually work with you. Say, I'm not a doctor, but you work with them one-on-one. You work with them personally.
Well, when I started the company, I was doing, they could actually email me directly. Well, as the company's grown and we've gotten more and more women on the site, and men too, because a lot of men come to Empower Her.
Because they want to know what's wrong with their women.
Well, and they want to know what's wrong with themselves, too, and they don't want to say. So,
okay.
So they're much more comfortable in that environment with women.
That's a whole other episode.
Because we're nurturing. Oh, yeah, I could tell you stories. Great stories.
We're going to have her back.
But we have a functionality on the site which has really made us successful, which is this 24-hour response. So if you ask us a question, you're going to get a response within 24 hours,
right.
come hell or high water.
Right.
And that was so important to me. When I was sick, I went on the web, and I kept trying to find somebody who was like me, who'd walked a mile in my shoes, mm-hmm. and there was no one there. It was silence on the web.
Yeah.
No one ever responded to me.
Right.
And I thought, well, what's happening if, you know, who's watching all this?
Right.
So that's really that's how it started. Once we started to get some more women on the site, I couldn't handle the amount of women that were coming in individually. So we just kept creating more and more things that I would see that they were asking for. I still do help a lot of women today. I'll get text messages.
You definitely have helped me. All you did is just send your blood work. Just send your blood work to Michelle, and she's going to fix you, I'll tell you.
Oh, no, I know enough to be dangerous.
There you go.
But there's something to be said about women and their hormones and the lack of information and the lack of knowledge. And they are real. They affect over 300 things in our body. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really critical that we understand. And there are books that you can read. And that's what saved my life, was actually a book that was given to me by a friend called Screaming to Be Heard.
Right. I got the book.
And it's a very clinical book.
Right.
There's also another book that's just come out by Dr. Tara Allman. It's called Menopause Confidential.
Yikes.
Now, hers is a fun read, but it's really informative. So you've got lots of options and choices. It's finding the doctors.
Cool. So I also know that Empower Her, you know, obviously a huge success, but you don't stop there because that's not enough. You could never be enough still mad, because getting you mad is not a good thing to do.
Never.
But, and I can't imagine you mad, but I guess I could. And if I could, it's probably not a pretty sight. But, you know, you decided then that you wanted to work in conjunction with the Mayo Clinic, or there was this thought to collaborate.
Yes.
And there's now something that exists that every woman on the planet needs to know about, not just for herself, but for the guys in her life, the children in her life, for everyone and anyone, an app called SkinSafe. So I have been on it. I played around with it. It's a blast. It's fun. It's informative. It educates the heck out of you. There's nothing you can come away with. There are no questions when you use the SkinSafe app. And so explain to us how that works and the great success that it's having.
So when I started, after the hysterectomy and I started Empower Her, I started noticing that I was having skin issues and allergens. So I went to Mayo, and I was fortunate enough to meet with Dr. James Yannis, who works at Mayo here in Scottsdale. Mm-hmm. So he treated me, and he said, you need to be patch tested, because he said, you have skin allergens. And I said, patch tested? How long does that take? Right. 5 days. I said, I don't have 5 minutes. I just started this company called Empower. So figure out what's wrong with me and send me on my way.
That sounds like you, Michelle.
I know.
That does.
Totally.
Yeah,
and
does.
He would tell you the same story. I don't have 5 minutes. So he printed out about 25 pages of product that I could use that he thought would help me get rid of my rosacea.
From an internal database?
From his internal database.
His internal database, okay.
So I'm looking at this, and there's Clinique, and there's Dermablend, and there's this, there's Cetaphil and Cetaphil and all these other things, and I'm thinking, wow, where did you get this list, Jimmy? Right. And he said, well, I created the database, and it's data that has been, you know, that we've been harvesting it's been 18 years with 100 different dermatologists. And he said, so I can I can pretty much guarantee that you're going to have some of these products that you aren't going to have a reaction to.
Right.
So I went right to the store, as only a woman would do, right? Let's go shopping. And he was right. And it was at that point that I said to him, who owns this? Because I want it.
Wow.
Our women want it. This is going to be great for babies. It's going
to
be great for men. It's going to be great for everybody. And it's science-based.
Right.
So it's all about ingredients, mm-hmm. and how many people suffer from redness of their skin or eczema,
rashes,
psoriasis, or
the contact dermatitis
mm-hmm. bucket, right?
Right.
And everything says hypoallergenic, but it's really not.
It's not.
And things say they're organic, but they're really,
really
not, because there's no oversight over
and
this,
dermatology,
right?
Dermatologist tested means not very much, and all the stuff that they're selling us.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and so it's pretty scary. But you were showing it to me before, and as I said, I've been on the app before. So again, you can get SkinSafe at the app store, or at SkinSafe.
Yes.
Is it SkinSafe Product?
It's SkinSafeProducts.com. And that's,
mm-hmm.
yes, that's where
and you can get the app
platform.
There as well. So 23,000 unique products are on the site right now.
Yeah, I think
we're
the
app
at
right now.
21, 22.
Something like that.
It's ever-growing every day. It's
so
amazing.
A woman says, oh, here's a product I've been using my whole life, and she goes to buy it in the store, and she pulls out the app, and she scans it.
Mm-hmm.
And the scan
the barcode.
Okay, so what does the scan tell you? It says, this is what's in it, this is what's not in it, this is not good for you. And then there's this whole other filtering system that it goes through that says, this is particularly good for you.
Right, so let's say You scan the product in with your phone, with your iPhone. And by the way, we are working on Android because we've had so many people tell us we need to do it in the Androids. And so
David
we're
knocking
so,
it right.
So keep looking because it's coming to a theater near you. It's coming to an Android near you.
So us Apple users.
Yes, oh, okay. Yes, it's only for Apple right now, but you know that's changing very quickly. Mm-hmm. So probably in the next week or so, you're going to see it in Android.
But
what happens is you scan it in. So for example, I'm allergic to fragrance. So I can
All fragrances.
So I can push the fragrance button and just turn that button on as a filter, and then it will show me all product that does not contain fragrance.
Here's something else that you told me yesterday. You know, we had a pre-chat, and I did not know because I have become an essential oil guru.
Yes.
Recently, and absolutely adore my essential oils, and I'm telling everybody about essential oils and making half of everything I'm using with essential oils. And you said, but they're still considered a fragrance and
exactly.
Can still do some harm and damage to some people.
Yes.
So it's really interesting to, you think you're going toward a healthier lifestyle and a healthier way
right.
of being and living, and you may possibly not be. So that was really interesting as well.
Botanicals can be bad for you. I mean, some people have no problem with them. I happen to be allergic to lilac and all kinds of other things, but there are some that do
right.
that aren't as bad. But again, you have to be very careful, and that's why we tell you what you can use from the filtration system and what ingredients are in there.
Right. Now, the app, can't you create a shopping list and e-commerce?
Sorry about that. Yes, you can create the doctor creates. There's a back end for the dermatologist and the physician, so they can use the back end to manage their allergen patients, mm-hmm. and then they send them to the front end, and that's where they can they create their shopping list for them, mm-hmm. and then you can buy the product on the site for the user. And the same with EmpowHer. Both companies, I wanted to make sure that there was never a barrier for people to be able to use it. Whether it was EmpowHer, there's never anything you'd never pay for anything. I don't care how many questions you asked, but that's just the way we work. We work both companies. That's the way I wanted it.
Right.
And the same with SkinSafe. Anybody can use it.
Absolutely. Okay, everybody, just as a reminder, we are here in the limelight with Clarissa Burt on the Influencers Channel of Voice America in Phoenix, Arizona, where it's 100 and something, I don't know, 20 degrees today. And so we're all suffering, but not in this room because it's nice. It's really lovely. So we are going, here's the call-in number, by the way. If you guys want to call in and ask Michelle a question, here's the number. It's 866-472-5795. Again, that is 866-472-5795. Don't forget to go sign up at ClarissaBurt.com for our giveaway. We'll be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. Are you ready for provocative discussions with some of today's most powerful movers and shakers? Tune in to The Art of Significance, featuring Dan Clark, the modern-day Napoleon Hill, who interviews the wealthiest, most successful celebrities and business leaders on the planet, who are using their influence to change the world. From authors to entertainers, sports figures, educators, to military leaders, Dan covers multiple topics. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Change starts here. Change starts now. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Hey, everybody, we are back with Michelle King-Robson. She is in the limelight with Clarissa Burt. If you have any questions for her, again, the number is 866-472-5795. And we have been talking about the EmpowHer is mine. Thank you to you. Thank you to you. At EmpowHer.com. You want to absolutely get there if you have any problems, any issues, any health issues, any questions. There is a 24/7 call hotline that you can get to. If you have anything at all that you need to ask, that is the place to go. Followed up by the SkinSafe app. We heard about how you can go shopping with the SkinSafe app and scan a product to find out exactly what's in it, if it is safe, if it's good for you, your children, and anybody else that you care about. So we are going to talk about now, Michelle, I want everybody to know how extremely extraordinary your trip to Washington, D.C. was when you went to lobby for women's health and women's sexual health above all, yes. Which is something that is in and of itself very different, not something you hear frequently. I don't know why we're not doing more talking about it. And as you were telling things before, you can't even say vagina now.
Correct.
Ever, probably on television,
oh,
because
bleeped.
It gets bleeped. You can say penis anywhere you want to,
yes.
But vagina gets bleeped. Okay, so what about all our bleeping vaginas?
Yeah, what about them?
Yeah, what about those bleeping vaginas?
We should be proud of them, and we should not be bleeped over anything,
you're
quite honestly.
Right. You
so
are darn right.
We did a PSA on that very thing, which went viral on the web. But there's a couple things. One is that sexual health is considered taboo amongst women, mm-hmm. which is crazy because, you know, we're entitled to have that sexual health and wellness just like men are. And guess what? If we don't have what we need, men aren't going to get what they need, right?
Tell us what we're talking about when we're talking about sexual health. What are, you know, I'm thinking first thing that comes to mind is painful intercourse.
Well, that's true.
Okay, and?
That happens. Happens for a multitude of reasons.
Right.
One is because there's a lack of estrogen mm-hmm. in someone's body, so
right.
they can get vaginal atrophy as they get older. Everybody goes, ooh, what the heck is vaginal
yeah.
atrophy? Well, it causes sexual pain,
mm-hmm.
and it's one of the problems that we have, along with a lot of other things. But here's where it gets interesting. There are, I think, 36 different blue pills on the market today.
Mm-hmm.
36 blue pills.
For men.
Now, when I went and testified the first time, there were zero pills, no pink pills is what I called them.
Right, right.
Zero pink pills for
right.
women. So I kept thinking to myself, well, how does that make sense? Because why would we have 36 blue pills for men and none for women? And women are the ones who they should be taken care of first so that men can be taken care of. So they did this backwards.
Oh, is that the way it works?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello.
Okay.
So we have all these sexual dysfunction drugs for men, and right. we had nothing for women. So I lobbied for that, and we lost. I mean, we didn't, you know, it wasn't that we lost. It was more of there have been a lot of drugs that have been.
So set it up for us. Where were you exactly?
So I was at the FDA, and I have to tell you, I was scared to death. I'm testifying in front of
that a little hard
all these. No, I'm not kidding you. It was really. I was testifying in front of all these people, and they only give you 5 minutes. And seriously, if you're in mid-sentence, they cut you off.
So who were you in front of? Who was there? Who was your audience?
It was all was physicians. It was other health advocates. Mm-hmm. And it was pharmaceutical companies. Mm-hmm. And, of course, then it was all the FDA panel
right.
that deals in the sexual health arena and women's health.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of it was because I suffered, right, when I didn't have the right hormones in my body after my hysterectomy. So one of the things that I take is testosterone cream, which was hugely beneficial to me.
Right.
And then I find out that, you know, that everybody wants the compounding things taken away. So that starts me down the path of Empower because
right.
I needed to do, I wanted to make sure that we had what we needed.
Right,
no
this
one
is
was
not
gonna,
covered by insurance, by the way.
No,
none of this is covered by insurance.
None of it is.
So let's just, you know, underline the fact that there's no way, you know, you got to pay for all of this out of pocket. If you want to go into HRT, which is, you know, hormone replacement therapy, you're on your own. And I know that it changed my life, and I know that it changes a lot of women's lives.
No question.
But a lot of women cannot afford it.
Right.
And that's unfair.
Well, we're trying to say HT now, so hormone therapy instead. We're trying to kind of change the replacement piece of this. But you'll see that you can, some of the estrogens, the estradiol that women need is available and you can get it, but it's the generic form. A lot of generics don't work
mm-hmm.
like the real thing. This
mm-hmm.
is something everybody who's listening needs to understand.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get a generic drug, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be the same. It's the inactive ingredients in it
mm-hmm.
that can be different. So you have to be very careful about that.
It's so singular. It's so individual.
It is. It's personalized.
And it can take a while for, you know, when you go to a doctor, and you and I, and you taught me this as well, it can take a while before, you know, you're fine-tuning, you know, the three components, right, which are estrogen, progesterone, and
estradiol, and progestin, and testosterone.
Yes. The three can take quite a bit of time to get them all, and your body is ever-changing, so, you know, it takes a while to get that perfect level. Let's call it perfect for all intents and purposes.
Well, yeah, you're a bit of a science project, right, project, as I like to say, for a while, because it is so personalized. So I use one patch. You may not be able to use the same patch because the adhesive is different for you, and your body doesn't recognize it.
So get me back to those 5 minutes in that room. What were your 5 minutes like? Apart from you were really scared in front of everyone.
Yes.
What did you go to talk about? Sexual health and the pink pill?
The pink pill. And I wanted to, it was a watershed moment for women's health, right? Being able to stand up and say, we are representing, you know, at that time, Empower Her probably had 1 million or 2 million women on the site. And we surveyed, I think, about 8,000 or 9,000, 10,000 of them who came on and surveyed and said, we want this changed. And so to be able to stand up and say, I represent women from across the United States who want change and who are not happy with what is happening. And you can't continue to, you know, not allow us to have what is needed when you have 36 blue pills and no pink pill. Yeah. What
and
the heck?
And you could go in there really strong with your case because of the analytics, because of the numbers that you're getting on your site on Empower Her, and say, this, I'm not just here, I'm here for all the women that are.
Yeah. I had my own experience, right? I'm here because I started this company because I had my own experience, and now I'm here representing other women. Right. And there hasn't been a lot of women, I think we talked about this earlier before the show, that have been a proponent of women's health. Mm-hmm. So I kind of, by default again, said, okay, someone's got to do this, so it's got to be me.
Right.
And I wasn't comfortable saying all the things that I can say today, like vagina. I mean, I had to stand in the mirror 20 times before I could say it without it having any cause and effect,
right.
Which is crazy, right? Because
crazy.
It shouldn't be that way. We should be able to talk about sexual
health. It's just what we were taught. Well, and you can unlearn what you've learned, right?
So you have to.
You absolutely have to.
You have to.
And so your 5 minutes were there, and you were really scared, and you said what you had to say you know, very strong with your numbers and your analytics and, you know, knowing exactly. And you came off of the podium or the stage feeling how? What was the outcome?
I was empowered. Mm-hmm. Empowered.
You weren't confustigated, were
you? No, well, that too. I think the red button.
Confustigated. Word of the day.
I think the red light went off in mid-sentence, so of course you're confustigated when that happens.
Right.
But I was approached by many different television cameras afterwards. So they kept pulling me out. So I did quite a few shows. And
so must be something to this then.
There was a lot to it.
Yeah.
There was a lot to it. And the drug, unfortunately, did not pass. There
what was
has,
the name of the drug? Tell me.
It was called flibanserin.
And what passed instead?
So a few years go by. Mm-hmm. Flibanserin is sold because there's so much money that gets put into these drugs, right? It costs about $1 billion today to take a drug to market. $1 billion.
To take one drug.
Crazy.
One drug to market.
Yeah, insanity.
That's unbelievable.
Insanity. So somebody else, and a woman came in and bought flibanserin. She did all the studies, and then she took it back to the FDA, and it's called ADDYE, and it actually did finally pass. It's a low-dose antidepressant. It's Paxil, and it works for hot flashes. That's what it's mainly for. Mm-hmm. You have to take it on a daily basis, and you're not allowed to drink and take it.
Do you feel it works?
It's supposed to cause, from a sexual health perspective, it's more sexual health related. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to cause one more incidence or occurrence per month. Is that enough to... Is that enough or not? I don't know. The drug has not done very well. And I think part of that is because no one wants to take a low-dose antidepressant, number one. Mm-hmm. And I also think that it's expensive. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how many of the insurance companies are covering it because they don't see us as being sexually dysfunctional.
Right.
No.
No.
I hate that word,
yeah.
Dysfunctional. Anyway, it's not...
What's the word you would use instead?
It's not dysfunction. It's just...
Ever changing, it's because of the changes.
It's our body right. going through. Men are going through the same thing, yeah. right? And so they call it erectile dysfunction. We call it sexual dysfunction, but it's just the body changing and the chemicals mm-hmm. in the body are changing.
Yeah.
And so you have to get in touch with. That's why everybody needs to have their hormones tested. I'm a big proponent when you're young, so you know what your numbers are, mm-hmm. so that as you age, you can see the progression when it's going down, when your numbers are going down.
Right.
And you're going, what happened to me? All of a sudden I'm gaining weight around here mm-hmm. and I can't think clearly. And you walk into a room and you're like, what did I come there
for?
What am I here for?
Right.
And you walk back out and you start having joint pain and it comes and it goes and you have horrible mood swings
and
you go,
We could be here all day, ladies and gentlemen. We could.
But that's how important it is. Even heart, for brain, we know more today than ever before. And there was this whole study that was done in 2002 called the WHI, Women's Health Initiative. Mm-hmm. That was really bad for women because everybody went off their estrogen because they said it caused breast cancer. Mm-hmm. We know that that is not true, that there is a 20% reduction. If you look at Novan Pharmaceuticals patch, there's a 20% reduction in breast cancer mm-hmm. when you read the pamphlet insert, what mm-hmm. I call the PI. But it scared women to the point of, I think, the earth shifted mm-hmm. when all this happened. My mom was one of the women that went off of it.
Right.
And it caused...
A lot more damage.
Well, we know today, Yale's done a study, and they continue to do it. One of the docs that serves on my board, Dr. Philip Sorrell, who's just a genius and was the head of women's studies at Yale, mm-hmm. they've been doing a study on how many women died because of this. And I believe the number last year was up to 100,000, and it will be probably closer to 500,000 to 1 million or more.
So how can we tell women to rally around you? Where do they go? What do they do? What do they need to tell their doctors? What do they need to do in order to help you get this drug passed in Washington, D.C.?
Well, there'll be other drugs that'll come forward. I'm sure there isn't anything right now that I think is in the hopper that we think is going to work. But they can go to empower.com. You can go and get my toolkit, where it will give you all the blood work that you need to have. You can go and post your own story on our site, which is great.
You take to your doctor and say, Michelle said I need this.
Yeah, and then they go, who? Oh, no, her again?
Yeah, her again.
But doctors, I will say this, and then I know we've got to wrap it up, but doctors love an informed patient.
Right.
We don't think that they do, but let me tell you something. They do. So go in informed.
All right. There you go. My super influencer girlfriend that I absolutely adore and know, and I was back on my show 10 years later here at Voice America, Clarissa Burt in the limelight. So everybody, we only have about 2 seconds for me to say, stay right there. We'll be right back.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
The Greg Reed Show takes you behind the scenes with some of the most successful entrepreneurs and influencers the world has to offer. Greg S. Reed is known as a master storyteller and a highly sought-after motivational keynote speaker. You'll learn that successes have their downsides and challenges as well. Find out how Greg and his guests have overcome these challenges to become some of the top influencers today. Listen to The Greg Reed Show, Mondays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Influencers.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info at clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Hello, everybody. We are back in the limelight with Clarissa Burt here on the Influencers Channel at voiceamerica.com. As always, I thank the team. They have been awesome. You can call in at 866-472-5795. So 866-472-5795 if you want to call in for any questions. What are you doing with this? Are you doing this here? Yeah. Okay. And so she's leaving her computer. That's lovely. Thank you for that, Michelle. So we have another really awesome guest for you. I do want to remind you about David Johnstone just before we get started. David is giving away, again, 30 minutes of free consult to you. And it will be for either your social media, or he'll take a look at your website and tell you what you need, or your SEO, or a little bit of all the above. Whatever it is you need, you are going to get 30 minutes. So go to clarissaburt.com and sign up, because at the end of the show, we're going to be telling you who wins. Also, look at this really cute little top. So this top, we're going to thank Randy Park, coming in from, there it is again, coming in from Printex. Inc.com, and he and I are starting up a Clarissa shop. Now, he sent me this very sweet top, and I want to get it to you in time for, it's a woman's large, and I want to get it in time to you for 4th of July. So you're going to want to get over to clarissaburt.com and sign up. Okay, we're going to tell you who wins David and who wins the flag, the shirt flag, at the end of the show. So I've got another super influencer, another woman super influencer that's a friend of mine. I think I've known Tess also for almost about 10 years, I guess. And Tess is one of those kind of people that if I were to read her bio, I'd be here all day. We'd need another show. And yeah, I'd have to have her on multiple times. Tess is a woman who is an activist for women as well. She is someone who is a producer. She's a writer. She's an author. She's got a book out, and you guys have got to see this book, because the book is really cool. And I don't think, Tess, that I've even ever gotten a copy of your book. Are you there, darling?
I am so here.
Yes,
and my book
are.
Isn't out yet, so you haven't missed anything yet.
I haven't missed
anything.
Coming out this fall. But I do, and you are one of those kind of ladies that, and we're going to get to your app as well in a minute, but I wanted
Hello?
To give testing with Tess. She may have to call back in. Anyway, I am going to give you a little bit of an idea before, you know, while she's calling back in. Tess has been, as I said, she is a social entrepreneur as well. So she's one of those kind of gals that is really, really passionate about women's issues. And one of those issues happens to be women who are being abused. And so what she did is she created an app called the Gwen app. So it's a global women's empowerment network, which is a network, a global network online, so internet network of different women coming to the table with their content. And she has that under the Gwen umbrella. Okay, so I was talking about how she's also super hello. God, this, you know, it reminds me of that. Did you ever see that Carol Burnett thing that they did, where she would go hello, and then he'd go push the button, and he'd go
hello.
Mrs. Wiggins, can you come in here? And she'd go hello. So Tess has a book that she's been working on called Homeless to the White House. So that's another really interesting story that I wanted to have her highlight, is how she used to be literally, I believe, living on the streets or in a car and made it to the White House. She also was in Washington, D.C., I think it was about a month and a half ago, and she went to speak to lobby for women as well, and I wanted to get the story on that. In the meantime, David, what do we got going on over there with our live stream? I can't see. Tess?
I can hear you faintly in the background. So sorry.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, but are we...
I can hear you. You're live, and you've been live, and all of your hellos have been live. So...
You know what? I think we're having a confusigated moment.
We're having a confusigated darn show, quite frankly. I know. I love my word of the day, and I'm going to start doing that. But this
I wanted to use it somehow,
oh
but I
gosh.
Didn't know it was going to be used in this way. And my apologies to your audience and to you about my multiple hellos.
It's okay. We're glad to have you.
I'm a little echo today.
We are thrilled to have you, and we are all a little confused. I love the confusigated word. I just think it works. And I've been telling everybody while we were trying to get you back on about you being just such a powerhouse and being, I don't know where you get the energy to do the things that you do and the things you've done, because there is, again, your bio is so long. But there is a lot of producing and documentary producing and media producing and a lot of love for women and women's issues. I started to tell them about Gwen, you know, the Global Women's Empowerment Network. And I have not gotten to the app yet. So why don't you give us a little story as to your backstory a little bit. From Homeless to the White House is the name of the book. What was your homeless part? I don't even know the story.
So, well, thank you first off for having me on the show. And sorry for that technical little glitch in the beginning of it.
No problem.
But I am really excited about this book. It's been a long journey. Obviously, people that have written their books, as have you, you have to go through the dark holes and come back out the other side. Mm. My book starts off with me in the back seat of a rental car in the middle of Democratic Republic of Congo. Mm-hmm. And I had hired a translator and a driver, and I was undercover doing a documentary about a man who was running for president of Congo. So obviously not in very good safe conditions, and I had a soldier coming towards the car with a gun pointed at us. And that's how the book begins. And it's, you know, a long journey through that rabbit hole,
right.
And came out the other side. And I was homeless here in Los Angeles for approximately 17 months. Mm-hmm. And it opened my eyes to a lot of things. If I couldn't be any more compassionate than I already was with mm-hmm. the nonprofit work that I've done and the work that I've done around the world with women's issues and children's issues right. and homelessness and disaster relief and all kinds of things, it was a really humbling experience. And right coming out of there became Global Women's Empowerment Network. And it's interesting because I named a homeless to the White House because I was very passionate about the women and children in Eastern Congo
right.
because of the mineral coltan. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure if a lot of your listeners are aware that
I'm
coltan
aware.
Is a mineral.
Okay.
Yeah, so coltan is a mineral that creates the conductivity for computers and especially cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very prominent mineral in Congo. And on a daily basis, women and children are being brutally raped and attacked, and horrific human conditions are occurring
right.
there. So I went to D.C. back in 2012 with the Jewish World Watch to be able to talk to senators and congresspeople to inspire them to change the legislation, convince Nancy Shapiro, who is the head of the SEC, mm-hmm. and really get higher restrictions on the export of this mineral so that the warlords in that area would maybe soften and there could be better human conditions for the people.
Mm-hmm.
So homeless to the White House kind of made sense to me because I liked the iteration of it.
Right.
But people were saying, well, you were in Capitol Hill. You weren't in the White House. And I said,
mm-hmm.
well, of course, but, you know, homeless to Capitol Hill doesn't ring a bell.
Right.
But what really was the great overview of what the universe was really transpiring behind the scenes, because I wanted to release this book multiple times throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
I just had the extreme honor of going with David Longoria, who is from Delaware Music. He's an award-winning trumpet player and artist and
right.
producer, etc.
Right,
he
right.
has a song called We Are One, which is the 30-year anniversary to We Are the World.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
so a group of us went. We actually sang on the lawn of the White House.
I know. We saw that on Facebook.
Yes, on the day of prayer, which was the 19th anniversary of a reverend out of Harlem that puts this thing together every year.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got invited to go, and then I saw, oh my gosh, that's so interesting. Now I have the White House to my book. And so mm-hmm. the ending of my book is on the lawn singing for peace while Trump is in Saudi Arabia making a great big arms deal situation. So
yeah.
multiple things were happening that day.
Exactly.
And it was a very interesting time to be there as a nonpartisan. Let's all come together. Let's just pray for peace and let's get through whatever we're all going through in the best way possible and do it as one.
Right.
And through that process, we met the woman, Edie Frazier, who runs Million Women Mentors, and there's a big thing. So when the book ends, there's a big thing that's happening that transpires beyond that to bring communities and bring everyone together.
Right.
So.
Just, you know, to give everybody a little bit of an idea, and I got this off of your bio, you know, you, the places that you've been, to be able to, you know, just to be able to lend your experience, to lend a hand, to lend some love, to bring a message, or, you know, I don't know exactly everything that you've done on every trip, but it's, you know, it's, it looks like this, everybody. Sri Lanka, Guatemala, Vietnam, Thailand, Cambodia, El Salvador, Ghana, South Africa, Ghana again, and Haiti. And I'm assuming, Tess, knowing you the way I do, that that's just a portion of where you've been and where you traveled to lend a hand to the less fortunate, for sure.
Yeah, I've been really blessed. I'm not independently wealthy, and I work like you do independently, just to put two and two together to create three and four and five.
Right.
And we just, you know, keep going, because my mission and my vision is that I want to be in service of every day. I want to be in service to not only the community at large of the world, but to be of service to our fellow entrepreneurs, like the women of the world that are really coming and doing amazing work, like your previous guest, Michelle,
right,
does amazing work. My favorite question of the day is to meet somebody and say, how can I help you? What can we do to
help somebody
to do something that helps together, you know, works together?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to have my Italian moment here, if you don't mind, because I think I said this to you the first time I met you. You already knew it anyway, but I know that Tess Cacciatore, for those that don't know what cacciatore means, it means hunter.
Exactly.
So if you are Italian and you have a last name, it's cacciatore here in the United States, her name is Tess Hunter. I'm just going to say that. I changed your last name for you.
Well, when I was acting a long time ago, I still get SAG checks with Teresa Hunter, which is very interesting.
Oh, that's wild. So then after, and during all of this, and I'm not, you know, there's really, I don't think there's a real timeline for you, because everything's so intermeshed, but you created Gwen, Global Women's Empowerment Network. Give us a little bit of background, why, and what is it doing today?
So the why is like the question of the day when we get up each morning, is why are we here? What can we do to do something to better the world? And so I started a foundation back in 1993 called World Trust Foundation, which was all about, you know, earth heroes and young leaders and empowerment. And that's why I got to go and do a lot of humanitarian work and work in workshops with young people and really get them to be excited about life. And I love that mentorship and seeing that bright future ahead of them. Right. So I was really excited about that. And that still is in existence. There's parts of the program that are still existing and parts of it that are, you know, resting a little bit. 2012, Global Women's Empowerment Network was born, which is a huge journey within my book. It would take another 3 hours of the show to explain it, but it's really about the empowerment of women. It started in a very serendipitous way. I was getting ready to move to San Francisco. I was just coming out of being homeless. In fact, the birth of Gwen was really me getting into the house that I am in now. Okay. And I just want to point out that the homeless issue is really important. We're going to be doing a lot of things with Marissa Oduno, who's the head of the homeless division in Mayor Garcetti's office here in Los Angeles.
I'm going to stop you right there, Jess. Hold that thought, because I do have to go to break, Tess. We will be right back with In the Limelight and Clarissa Burt and Tess Cacciatore.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Want to improve your health, business, and life just by listening to a radio show? Well, we can at least move you in the right direction. Listen for Spotlight, the Allison H. Larson Show. Each week, Allison will speak with amazing guests and find out what's changed their lives and how they are changing the lives of others. From beauty to health to business and personal relationships, we're here to inspire you to live your life of passion. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencer Channel.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Hey, everybody, you are back in the limelight with Clarissa Burt, and we have Tess Cacciatore on the line. She is calling in from Los Angeles, where she lives, and every once in a while when I'm out there, we do get together and have a coffee and catch up and give each other a couple of hugs because we love each other so much, and I love the work that she's doing. So I am one of Gwen's luminaries, aren't I, Tess?
Yes, you are, and what an illuminating luminary you are.
I thank you for that. And so give us a little bit of the hoedown and the lowdown on Gwen and what is happening with your
online portal.
So I'm really excited, just to recap a little bit, because I kind of left in mid-sentence with regard to the homeless issue tied into my book, which ties into Gwen. I really want to see what we can do in the Los Angeles area with regard to homelessness and mental illness and, mm-hmm. and supporting the vets and domestic violence. And those are really much the cornerstones, the purpose of the sole reason why mm-hmm. Gwen is in that now going to be a platform in the fall. Mm-hmm. We're about education, entrepreneurship, and empowerment. Mm-hmm. We're launching Gwen.live, which you can go there right now and sign up, mm-hmm. and then you'll be on our first mailing list. But it's an entertainment streaming platform that offers viewing and downloads of TV shows,
right.
Films,
books and music,
all to the social good.
Yeah, exactly. And these are all women that have come together to sort of donate their content, if I'm not mistaken, so that all may benefit from you know, the art, really, of you know, these fantastic women that you have collected and gathered and brought together.
I must add, though, we can't do Gwen without the men. So there's really cool men programming as well.
Is that new?
Our target audience is women, obviously.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Is that new?
Oh, no, we have some major men's programming that are coming out because I think that women were curious about what's going on in men's minds. Mm-hmm. And then with those women, they might have a man in their life that
sure.
they say, hey, look at this show. There might be something that you might be inspired by.
Absolutely.
So it's really a non-inclusive situation where it's primarily targeted towards women ages 18 to 55 plus.
And as you, Go ahead.
That's our target. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we're
so,
going.
So you know,
to
you and I have had these conversations before, and as you well know, you know, my platform also is where I speak to the empowerment of women that are being abused and children as well, and that is something that is very near and dear to my heart. I know that this is something that is also very near and dear to your heart because, as I understand it, in doing my research on you last night and watching some YouTube videos, I know that this is something that touched you personally. And
absolutely.
It's one of those things that touched you personally. It touched me personally, more my mother than me. But it was something that that really sort of helped us bond. And there are there's so much violence going on women all over the world. You see that we have this huge issue and problem with college campuses, for example, and women that are living in third world countries. And, you know, this is one of the reasons why I jumped on with the African women and the Nobel Peace Prize back in 2011 because of all of the difficulties that they go through. And I'm just kind of wondering, what is it you think this is a silly question, but it's one I'm going to ask. You know, what is it that we need to do as a whole and as a society to get everybody on board, educated, and to kind of tell these guys, it's not okay. It's not okay. And I'm not going to say women don't abuse men. That's not the point. The point is, let's do all abuse, but it does seem to be predominantly women.
Exactly. Well, I believe that God gives us experiences that we'll be able to either use that creates a space where we can just cower in a corner or we can bust through the wall and succeed and survive and thrive.
Right.
So my personal experience was when I started writing my book Paled in Comparison to the women that I spoke to around the world mm-hmm. that are dealing with atrocious, family rapes, acid thrown on their face, et cetera, et cetera. We can do a whole show on the disasters of what's happening
absolutely.
To humanity.
I know.
I believe that if we can really instill the self-love gene, mm-hmm. if we can really work on cracking that code open by doing workshops mm-hmm. and providing the programming on Gwen that will help hopefully empower and enlighten people to be able to see their self-value mm-hmm. and self-worth, we can start to crack the surface. My passion really is to not only work with adult people, but to really work on the mm-hmm. subliminal level of
ourselves, but also our children.
Right.
Because the children today are completely different than our generation, and we were completely different than the previous generations. Mm-hmm. And I think if we can get to the bottom of that and really empower them, we could perhaps break the cycle.
Well, I think a lot of what these kids are learning, they're learning at home, or they're learning it in movies, or in the television shows and that sort of thing. And they don't teach a relationship in school. That would be a really great place to start is in school,
And that's why all the programming that we're getting from all over the world is there's these all these programming that has been able to be created, but there hasn't been a central hub for it all to come to. And so this is where I believe that Gwen will be. Gwen.live will be this holding mm-hmm. space for program like the work that you do, Chris, is off the charts.
Thanks.
So you'll be included in it, and my friends from around the world in the developing countries, all over Africa, Asia, India, Europe. We have great filmmakers coming out of England and Germany that are putting their programs. So what's happening behind the scenes is quite exciting. Mm-hmm. We don't have our exact launch date, but we'll be doing that soon, and then it will be done hopefully in the fall.
So give me a snapshot as to what you'd like to see Gwen look like in 5 years.
I want Gwen to be a household global name, not from the ego point of it, but mm-hmm. that I know that all of us as collaborative mm-hmm. Lighthouses from around the world that have come together to bring all of our content together, to bring our empowerment curriculum, to bring our books and our music that inspires and opens the heart, and that we are successfully collaborating around the world so we can really show the elected officials and the world leaders that we can get along in this world and there could be peace.
Mm-hmm. The takeaway from Washington, just the most awesome feeling to be, in Washington and singing your beautiful song with a lovely group of people. But what was the takeaway? What did you come away with or feeling or knowing that you needed to do more of?
I think the concept that David Longoria had with the song is most imperative because we are in such a divided state. Mm-hmm. Listen to the history of Reverend Terry Lee, who brought this program and this day of prayer to Washington, D.C. over the last 19 years. Mm-hmm. It's always been buses and buses and buses of people that came where there was anywhere from 3,000 to 10,000 people in any given year. This particular year, there was probably two buses came, mm-hmm. And it was a smaller crowd. And we're really dealing with being nonpartisan and everything as much as possible. But the message was loud and clear that a lot of people from the East Coast that normally attended from the churches there were afraid to come because they were afraid of being deported and caught and all kinds of fears that I don't know the underbelly of. But it was a very different temperature from years previous.
Right.
And so my takeaway is that we really need to come together and find out solutions of how we can be one.
Awesome. Well, you know that I love you, and you know that I am here to help you and support you in any way. Gwen, everybody, gwennetwork.org. Am I correct when I say that? G-W-E-N. Yes, gwennetwork.org. Or tescacciatore.com. You can go to tescacciatore. How do you say that in English? Tescacciatore? Go ahead.
Let me just say, Hunter. It's gwennetwork.org, but just go to gwen.live. It's easier because then you get all the links.
Gwen.live. Okay, gwen.live. You get everything there. Awesome. Thanks for being on the show, love. I've got a giveaway to give away
now.
Thanks, Tess. We'll talk soon for sure. Thanks for being here. Okay, bye, love.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. David, get over here.
Yes.
We got a giveaway. Here's David, everybody. David's here. We're going to give our giveaway. So, okay. So, hang in there. We've got, what do we got?
We got two people to give away.
Okay.
The first one, who you want to be? You want the shirt or the...
I want it to be, who gets David?
Okay, who gets David? The first one is LaDonna Hadley.
Woo! LaDonna.
So I have her email address and I'll email her.
Congratulations. And then who's going to get this lovely shirt? Did I show you the shirt?
The shirt is...
It's a cute shirt. It's so cute for 4th of July. Look at that. It's a women's large.
I don't know if I pronounced it right, but Catherine Saronian.
So we have her
email so we can contact her about that.
So you're going to contact. So it's in David's hands now. I told you, you got the most amazing web guy on the whole planet, and he puts up with me, which is really saying something. David, give us a little nugget. give us one quick little nugget on what we need to do with our social media now. Anything you want to tell them, go ahead. We'll be closing in 30 seconds, so give us a quick nugget.
A quick nugget. Always be posting pictures or videos with things you do on Facebook, because that's what people really are looking for. They don't really care about the words.
They don't care about the words. They love pictures.
Pictures
and videos.
Especially
Instagram, too.
Instagram, too.
Okay, so lots of pictures. Did we take pictures here today? We need to take pictures here today.
Yeah, we'll do pictures today.
We need to take pictures. Okay, we also want to thank our friends over at Text Me Leads, because, you know, Doug Waltz has been lovely and helping me. So Text Me Leads, everybody, if you're on stage and you're a speaker and you want to be building your list, it's a list builder. So Text Me Leads. Have I thanked everybody? Yes, you can find Clarissa Burt on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or LinkedIn, and it is Clarissa Burt. And you guys just come look for me there. And remember that you are only as beautiful as your last good deed. So go out and do something beautiful for somebody today. Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Thank you for joining your host, Clarissa Burt, for In the Limelight. Be sure to come back for another great show next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Make this your week.